G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 28 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And ensure you check out operatoredge.com/selection if you're going to be trying out for Army SF or a police tactical unit. And I've got some good information there that'll help you out. Let's get into today's episode. And the first, it's three parts or three questions on or topics I'm going to go through. So I'm going to talk about motivation in the regular Army or the regular, you could use regular military as well. Commando selection 2021, couple of little points there. And then I'll finish with direct entry for police or lateral transfers for police, okay? So I received this email last week, I think it was. And somebody in my program is in the regular Army. I won't say where. But he's not having a great time. You know, he's over the past few months, he was telling me in the email that, you know, he's been dealing with a lot of jaded people, a lot of negative people in the military or in the Army, and it's really affecting him. He's starting to hate the Army himself. You know, putting up a lot of bullshit, getting treated like a child, you know, the having to deal with the good idea fairies. All right, and some, you know, lack of good training or realistic training anyway. He's saying a lot of people in there, you know, in his unit or in his platoon are pretty jaded at the moment, and it's rubbing off on him. And he just finds himself, you know, lacking motivation, not really wanting to do anything, finds things that the, you know, he used to find fun in the Army that are not even fun anymore. So, you know, he emailed me basically to say, you know, is SF still worth it? And what he should do to sort of help himself in that situation. And my response was basically, and this has come from someone who I dealt with that. A lot of people deal with that kind of stuff in the regular Army. And so it's certainly common. But what I said to him is he just needs to get away from the Army, right, and the negative people, right? Sometimes you can't get away from them, mostly if they're in your team and you're working with them. But you got to change your situation, all right? And he's actually living on base, all right? I said, you just got to get away, you know, got to live off base if you can. I think you can do that after about 12 months or sooner if you're in a relationship. But you got to get, I said, you got to get away, all right? If you're just stuck around or being in the Army 24/7 and not getting off base, you know, it's going to drive you into the ground. So even just living off base and going home every night and having a sort of normal sort of civilian type routine, that will really help. But you also want to do other stuff, other activities outside of the Army, such as jiu-jitsu or a martial arts or skydiving or rock climbing, anything like that, all right? And think outside of the norm as well. If you don't do that, if you can't get away from the Army, you'll just be stuck in that negative feedback loop, and it just affect everything, all right? You won't be enjoying anything. So you want to break that cycle. I told you, what needs to break that cycle, get away from the Army and take a break, all right? Don't be consumed by it. And unfortunately, there are many people in the Army that are jaded by it. Not everyone, okay? I don't want to get the wrong idea for people that are going to join the Army. I mean, the regular Army, I enjoy it, you know? There's parts of it that I didn't. There's certainly a lot of people in there that were jaded and were negative all the time, and that's their own fault. You know, there's just a lot of people that, you know, can only focus on the negative, and it's really contagious, right? It brings everybody else down. So you need to get away from them and get away from the situation. And like I said, it's exactly what I experienced in the regular Army, which is why I did many things outside of work and outside of the military. You know, I was doing a lot of kickboxing training and skydiving and some wrestling, and I was trying yoga, did some water skiing, different fitness training, motorbike riding, things like that. And I often did these by myself because I found that if you try and wait for any of your mates to do them, particularly your jaded mates, if you wait for them to get off their ass and go with you to any of these activities, you'll never do it, all right? So just go by yourself, and you'll make plenty of friends along the way, which is a good thing because there'll be friends outside of the Army, right? People that aren't jaded, right? So you're getting a different perspective there, right? The regular Army, just like anything, is what you make of it, right? So you want to get away from the negative people and make it a good experience, right? Make it a positive experience being in the military. Get as much as you possibly can out of the military. but also have that separation, all right? Do stuff outside of the military. Have friends outside of the military, and take the positives out of that experience. And last thing I finished with was SF was absolutely worth it, all right? Yes, it's still in the army, of course, and you'll certainly get fucked around some, but it's the very best of the military, and it's the pinnacle of soldiering, all right? You're not going to be, you know, sitting around the grots with nothing to do. You're not going to be going out bush for 3 weeks and, you know, sitting on your ass for half of that time, all right? The training is top-notch. The training is efficient, all right? And the training is fucking good. So if you want to be the absolute pinnacle of soldiering and be at the top of your game and have all the skill sets that you've always wanted and being able to work with all those other dudes that have done selection and found out a lot about themselves and put through themselves through all those experiences and to now get to reap the benefits of going through that selection process and actually be in an elite unit and do the job, fucking do selection. Get ready for selection. Get it done and, you know, you will be at your top of your game and you're going to fucking love it, okay? So SF is absolutely worth it. So take on board that if you haven't joined the army yet or you're in the army and you're dealing with that, take on board those points, all right, and take the positives out of it and keep moving towards that selection goal because, like I said, a number of times, it's fucking worth it. Next thing I want to touch on is the commando selection for 2021, right? There are a couple of surprises, right, this year, which got a lot of candidates. And it's really great that they had surprises this year, which we'll talk about in a sec. But there's a couple of surprises, namely there was a nice little infill march at the beginning of selection, right? I'm not going to go tell you how far that was, but that certainly, it was long enough to get a bunch of dudes to quit, right? It was a surprise. And people just, they just weren't expecting it. And it was good that they changed it up this year. 3.2K run was done with a Stye, not a red gun. All right. So the Stye is a little bit heavier, slightly more awkward. So again, that got a few people as well. And there are a number of little other add-ons, and surprise on selection, which is great. You know, I'm really glad they changed it up a little bit this year. And I'm glad dudes and candidates who rocked up to selection this year were surprised, you know. They had different activities that they weren't necessarily ready for or they just didn't know that they were going to be tasked with on selection. And I think it's a fucking great idea. Why? Because selection is not only testing your preparedness, but it's also testing your ability to cope and perform in stressful situations, in unknown situations. Right? So rather than needing and wanting to know every little detail about what is going to happen on selection, right? Every single day and every single hour, which I completely understand, by the way. It's what I wanted to know. But you want to develop, you'd rather develop the skill sets to deal with any situation that selection throws at you, right? And a lot of things you'll know, a lot of things on selection, they'll keep the same, right? So you want to go into selection with all your soldier skills down pat, for example. You've got to have good, infantry minor, tactics squared away, weapons, first aid, navigation, communication, roping, all that kind of stuff, as well as being extremely physically fit, okay? Like, that's going to be standard. I'm going to assess and test all those. But you also want to go into selection with the ability to remain calm, control your emotions, remain composed and think on the go, adapting to any new situation, all right? While also letting go when you fuck up on selection, which you will, all right? So those are the major skills that you'll need to hone to ensure you can perform at or near to your best during any new activity on selection and not drop your bundle and quit like all those dudes did on day fucking one of selection because of a little surprise pack march at the beginning. All right. So you don't want to be training for, you know, 12 months, 2 years, or been wanting to do selection for, you know, since you're a kid and all you thought about it over the last 10 years, you thought about rocking up selection, doing selection. And you think you're prepared and you know exactly what's coming and then you rock up and there's a surprise infill that you weren't prepared for and you fucking quit on day one, all right? So, yes, it's great to know what's going to be assessed on selection. You will know that, right? They tell you what to study, what to train for. There's going to be surprises. That's where the mindset comes into it, all right? So you want to be ready for that. Be ready for anything. Have the tools to deal with anything that is thrown at you on selection. That's what we need of it from our operators in an elite unit, all right? And the last thing I wanted to touch on is direct entry for police, all right? Now, the reason I want to touch on this is because I received an email from it, from somebody in my program, and he wanted to know what the go was or if it's possible for lateral transfers between police tactical units, all right? For example, that assuming that you're in one police state and you pass selection and pass a training cycle and were basically badged for somewhere like the New South Wales TOU group, so the Tactical Operations Unit, and you're fully qualified, and then you want to move to another state, so you want to move to Queensland, for example, how would somebody go about joining the specialist unit up in Queensland, which is called CERT, the Special Emergency Response Team? So how would you do that? All right, can you laterally transfer from TOU, so from one police tactical group to CERT or to another state's police tactical unit? Okay, the answer to that, so I've got a number of people in my program, number of police officers that have gone through the process and are in a police tactical unit for their respective states. I rang a couple of them, asked them, and basically you can't do a lateral transfer from one police tactical unit to another, right? You have to do selection again, right? Which is great, and you should, because you know, when you're in a specialized unit, you want to know that everyone has passed your specific selection course, regardless of what they've done in the past, because you know, maybe they had a good run in another police tactical unit or another special operations unit, and maybe they're a shithead, right? And you want to know that they that your selection process has assessed them on the standards and on the skills that you want to see from your operators or from your candidates going through that selection process. Okay, so that's why you will still have to do selection for that respective unit, regardless of what you've done in the past. And I think it's a really good idea. If you are a police officer from one state and you want to go to another state, what I was told is that you won't have to go through the whole basic training, all right? So rather than saying a 6-month basic police unit, basic police course for Queensland, for example, they'll cut that down significantly. All right, probably into a few weeks or a month or something like that. Okay, so you could do that, and then you would become a police officer for that state, and you've still got to do your probationary period again. That would probably be cut down, and then when they say you're good to go, then you would do selection again, and you would have to go through exactly the same process like any other candidate to try and get into that unit. All right, and the other question he asked was, should there be a direct recruiting scheme into some police tactical units like they do for commandos? So, if you want to be fast-tracking into commandos for the Australian Army, you get accepted for the direct recruiting scheme and you have to go through your basic training, your infantry training, your pre-selection training, then you're on selection. If you get through that, you basically can be an operator, fully badged operator, in about 2 years, right? Which can be a lot quicker than most other people going through the regular army. And here's this guy's point or question was: should it be should they be able to do that for police? So basically, should you be able to join the police and basically bypass policing role, general duties policing role, and go into a police tactical unit? So they don't do that now. And again, talking to some police officers and knowing a little bit about policing, because my old man was a copper for 40 years, it probably wouldn't work, because you're still a police officer. You're fundamentally a police officer. And the rules of engagement, for example, between military and police are different. All right? So there's a whole use of force continuum and a number of different rules and regulations that you need to know, even as a specialist or a police tactical unit guy, okay, or girl. So that's why they don't do it. You need to know, you need to fundamentally know what policing is about, all right, so you don't fuck up, okay? So that's why they don't do it, and I don't believe that they will do it. On a separate note is that years ago, they used to do a lot of lateral transfers from military SF into some of the police tactical units. So from SAS into CERT, in Queensland or SAS into the TRG in WA or the SOG tactical unit in Victoria. And then they stopped it, again, probably for that reason, in regards to, you know, the operators needed to be understand and know policing first, primarily, before going into a tactical unit. Now I have heard that they are doing it again from Soggies, actually. It's just what I've heard. I'm not 100% sure, but I mean, I'm getting told that's what is occurring, which is pretty cool. So basically, if you're an SF operator, you can do a lateral transfer. I would say you'd still probably, you know, you'd have to go through the basic police course, and you'd probably have to still be on the streets for on the beat, as I say, and doing your general policing duties for probably 12 months or so, again, to understand what the policing is about, what your primary role is, before moving into that tactical unit. So that's just what I've heard. I'm interested to know if they do that for continue to do that and how that actually works out. But that's the only specialist policing unit that does that at the moment. All right. So if you wanted to go to any other police tactical unit and you're an Army SF, you'll have to go through the standard ways, standard pathway of joining the police, doing your time as a general duties police officer, and then doing this exact same selection process. Okay. Which I don't have a problem with that at all for those reasons that I mentioned before. All right, so there are the few things that I wanted to discuss today. So motivation in the regular army, making sure you get away from the military, have activities, have friends outside the military, and just take as much as you can, be positive, get away from negative people, and understand that the regular army can... You know, you've got to, if you want to go to SF, that's the best way to develop your soldier skills before you move into an elite unit and a higher role and the pinnacle of soldiering, okay? So get as much as you possibly can out of it. And then went through the commander selection course for 2021. All right, a couple of new activities that they had, a couple of spanners that they threw in the works, which is great because you don't... You know, selection. We're assessing your ability to handle those unknown situations. All right. So, and whatever they did this year, you know, they'll probably change it again next year, which is great. The standard things will remain the same. You know, you want to be good at your soldier skills. You want to be physically fit, but you want to be mentally able to perform and handle those situations. Okay. And the last thing we just touched on was the direct entry for police or the lateral transfer into some PTGs, which you cannot do at the moment, except for maybe Soggies in Victoria. All right, if you have any questions on today's episode, make sure you reach out, reese@operatoredge.com via email, or hit me up on Instagram, reese_Dowden. If you haven't, make sure you come and join my Facebook group, my selection Facebook group. You can just search Operator Edge -selection and request to be added, and I'll chuck you in there. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't be afraid to reach out if you have any questions. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.